All right. Well, seeing as how there are many people seated already, it seems like a pretty good time to get the afternoon meeting started. We're going to start it off with a little bit of a song here. Many times people go through life and they struggle under the burden of sin. We have people here that attend Franktown Church. We have ourselves. And we have a whole world that's waiting to hear that they have a Savior who loves them enough to touch them, with grace that can deliver them from any sin, that can deliver them from any shackle or any bondage and give them hope of eternity.
Okay. Good afternoon. Let's begin with prayer. Loving Father, what a joy it is to spend a Sabbath with you. We thank you for the joy of knowing Jesus as a personal Savior. And we thank you for Adventist World Radio that shares with others around the world the love and the joy and the peace that comes from knowing Jesus. We pray that you would bless us this afternoon as we share some of the miracles that are taking place today. May your Holy Spirit guide our minds. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Well, good afternoon. It is so good to see each and every one of you here. I'm so glad you stayed. Welcome. I know that our team is just super excited to share of the incredible things that the Lord is doing in all the countries. It's just incredible. And I want to just, before we begin, make sure that you fill out one of these cards if you didn't already. We are going to have an incredible drawing, actually, towards the end of the program. And we're going to give away some pretty amazing gifts, aren't we?
That's right. We
yes.
Are.
We're going to give away two radios, Adventist World Radio radios. And what is the big third gift?
Oh, the big third gift is, are you sure we want to do this?
Oh, yes.
We want to?
Oh, yes.
AWR has teamed up with Total Member Involvement. I'm Elder Wilson's assistant also for TMI, Total Member Involvement. And so we are having trips this next year to Japan, but you can't go there. To Japan, because they don't want many of us to come. There are 150 meetings. That
well, because they're going to do their own. They're excited
own.
To
That's
do
right.
their own.
That's
yeah.
Right. And then Africa, Zambia, and then the Philippines. And so one trip will be. Now, what
wow.
happens if the person who draws it says, I would rather not go? What should we do? Should we draw another card?
Well, I
what
can't imagine that happening, but.
But. That
I think
could.
That's probably the case.
Okay, we just draw another
think?
Card then. Sure.
Yeah, if yeah. the person declines,
right.
then.
Okay,
then that
let's do
means,
that.
Okay,
good.
That sounds
that
good.
Worked.
Yep. Awesome.
But if they haven't filled a card out, they should.
Yes, this card here. This also will have you receive our Adventist World Radio
stories
and keep yep. you updated on all the exciting things going on. So
yep.
fill one out.
Raise,
and
your, raise your hand, fill it out, and give it back to Bob, and then we'll go from there.
That's
Cammie,
right.
Cammie, 2 weeks ago.
Not even. Yeah.
You were flying on an airplane. We were in Southern California.
Yes, Palm Springs.
4:30 in the morning.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're flying to Denver, Colorado.
Uh-huh.
And you're seated by this guy from England.
Yes.
Has an accent.
He does.
He's a multimillionaire.
Well, I didn't know that yet, but yes,
Not
he
yet.
Is.
He is. He lives here in Colorado.
One of his homes is in Breckenridge.
Breckenridge.
Yes.
And he develops software. And he's a computer genius, is that right? Tell us a little bit about this guy.
Okay, so what was interesting is when I sat down, like it was early in the morning, I was kind of thinking I was going to get to sleep a little bit. But, you know, the Lord has other plans and you go with it, right? So this man next to me, he says, we exchanged some pleasantries. He, you know, oh, where are you traveling from? What are you doing kind of thing. And he said, oh, well, one of my homes is in Breckenridge, so I'm heading back there. I said, oh, I said, God has really blessed you. I saw his whole body kind of react, and I thought, ooh, this is going to be interesting. And he turned to me, and he said, no, you mean the gods have blessed me. I think we were both stunned for a moment, because I felt that the Lord was having, this is a divine appointment. So, for the next 2 hours, a very friendly but frank conversation ensued. He, Nick is his name, had devoted his whole life to goddess worship at a very, very young age in England. And he shared many different experiences as a young child that were intense, of how he devoted his life to worshiping the goddess. And he told me point blank, he said, well, you know, so what are you? And I said, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. He said, oh, Christian. I said, yeah, definitely a Christian. And he said, well, Christians are the enemy. He said, which makes you my enemy. And he says, you realize we are on opposing sides. He says, I am a soldier for the goddess. And I said, well, I'm a soldier for the one and almighty God. And I said, and Nick, you are not my enemy. Satan is my enemy. So we started talking as friends, and actually, it was quite interesting. He said, you know, I have been training my whole life to annihilate the Christians, and it's coming soon. He says, it's positioned. He said, years ago, the goddess gave me step-by-step instructions on how to build a company for cell phone and some different software applications. He says, I didn't know a thing about it, but she came to me, described her in a vision, you know, he's described many visions that he had to me about beings appearing before him and giving him instructions, and then he would follow through, and yes, he'd make multi-millions off of it. And he said that soon she will emerge from the earth, and I thought, well, yes, I know this already. From the earth, yeah, it's not from heaven. but anyway, and he became, what was so interesting, he became intrigued. As we were talking, he said, I can't understand why, but you are exuding a light from you. He said, there is this aura of light around you, and he says, I don't understand this strength running through your core. And I said, that's Jesus, Nick. And I said, you can have him too. And I said, you know, I said, why don't you just give God a try? And he said, well, I believe there's a God, but my goddess will overcome. She will, you know. I said, no. I said, why don't you? He then shared with me he had three different demons that he's encountered. And they wouldn't leave him alone. I said, they will not leave you alone. The only being that can make those demons go away is going to be God. I said, just try it. I said, get down on your knees, call out to the Lord, and have the Lord prove himself to you. And those demons will flee. They can't be in his presence. And so Nick and I, he actually gave me his contact information. And will you please pray that when Nick receives the great controversy in about a week here, that he will read it. I'm going to put some tabbed.
You got his address. You're going to send him the great controversy.
Well, he gave me his phone number, but I know the company that he started, and I can do some pretty good searching online. So I figured out everything on how to do it. So yeah, God give me a way.
Okay, yeah. great. Mm-hmm. Well, pray. Won't you pray for Nick?
Yes, please pray for Nick.
His eyes will be opened.
Maybe that's somehow to thwart something. You know, if Nick became a Christian, well, wouldn't that just upset
the goddess?
Yeah.
Yeah, Satan.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Amen. So, you know, we are in the center of the great controversy. Don't you all agree?
Yeah.
It is, the battle is happening right now, and we really have little time. And even the devil worshipers know that there's a short time.
Isn't that amazing?
That's incredible to me. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The devil worshipers even know, too.
Yes, they do.
Time is short.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So. Okay, let's talk just a little bit about the history of AWR.
Okay.
It started about 46 years ago.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
I was just thinking.
My wife, Kathy, she got married her first time.
Uh-huh. What?
About 49 years ago, just before. She was just a teenager then.
Uh-huh.
That was her first marriage.
Yeah. Who'd she marry?
Me.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's beautiful.
But she was really...
She was just a baby.
Just a baby. So, yeah, that's right.
Yes. Well, Adventist World Radio has been around since 1971, and the Lord is keeping it strong. And with our donors are devoted and pray for us, it's just growing and growing and expanding into such a bigger ministry than it ever has been. The Lord's opening doors.
Absolutely. And it's doing what we've done best before and doing more.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So it's doing more. It's not Someone said to me, "You mean you're not going to broadcast where angels can't go? Well, where where missionaries can't go?" I said, "Oh yeah, we're going to do more."
Yeah, we
like
are.
In Japan, we've been doing 2 hours a day. Not Japan, North Korea, 2 hours a day. Now we're going to be doing three hours a day. And later on, we'll talk about something else in North Korea. You just can't imagine what's happening there.
It is incredible. And you know, the Lord really had a marvelous plan when he set things up in Guam so that we would reach a third. Now think of that. A third of the world is reached by our shortwave out of Guam.
Do you have a little video clip on that?
Yes.
To that see our
yes.
antennas there? Those
and
are the 100 languages? Yeah.
100 languages are being broadcast. Isn't that incredible? And growing.
And growing.
It's not going to stop there. No. So here's a, we were in Guam in January, and actually there's audio to this one. And we were able to see these incredible towers. There's 7 towers with 5 webbing in between. Let's say it that way, like a net. And that's actually where the broadcast occurs.
And the broadcast all across,
The 1040
window. The 1040 window, targeting, right. And I think some of you, the pastor was telling me that you went to Bhutan, one of your other churches, you targeted there, so we broadcast into Bhutan. And also we have some missionaries that you've worked with and others in northern India with AWR missionaries who have gone into Bhutan and working with some people there. They had to come out of Bhutan to go to India to be baptized. It's incredible.
But they do it. You know, a lot of people a lot of people will risk their lives and travel great distances to be baptized. They want to stand up for Jesus and the truth. They want to go to heaven. Yeah. So this is just, please keep Guam in your prayers because, you know, it's been in the news lately, right? With everything going on in the world. But God is preserving it, and I believe he will continue to do incredible, incredible work out of Guam on a short
He's wave. Able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Yeah, from those 7 towers, the message of Jesus and the hope and salvation goes to wherever the air goes.
That's right.
That's why I love to think of it. AWR goes wherever air goes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, we have 1,000 FM stations around the world as well.
Wow. And over 1 million podcasts daily.
No.
How many? Over 1 million.
A million
daily
podcasts.
Around the world in many different languages. Uh-huh. 100 languages.
That's right. And,
up
you know, that's going to grow, too.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. We
with
have
the
plans.
Internet.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Exactly. You know, Adventist World Radio, it's the gospel through the airwaves.
That's
and
right.
So when we've teamed up with TMI, Total Member Involvement, out of the General Conference, I see that as the boots on the ground, right?
That's
so we've
right.
got, we're combating, you know, in the air and on the ground.
And on the ground
spreading
as well.
The message.
Yeah, yeah.
And really, it's the laymen that are to finish the work. Do we all know that? Do we realize that it's the laymen?
That's
the
Ms.
person sitting next to you on your left and the person
says,
on your right.
Until men and women join hands together with church officers and pastors, the work will never be finished. Pastor,
right.
did you hear that? Did you know that? Until your members work with you, it's not going to happen.
Right.
He's one person. You are 160, what is it?
Yeah.
160 plus in this church. And so think what you can do together as an army.
Amen.
Together.
That's
together.
Right. And we're seeing that happen
all around the world. And that's what it's all about. Doing it together. TMI, boots on the ground with AWR.
Yes.
And so it's actually, there are many areas, Bhutan, Northern Korea, where we can't do a whole lot more. But there are lots of areas that we can do a lot more. We'll talk about that this afternoon. What we are doing with the boots on the ground. So it's AWR 360, broadcast to baptism. So it's not just broadcast. We're doing everything we can to bring it back down to the local church.
I love that. I love being part of a ministry that is so strong in evangelism worldwide. Yeah. So from broadcast to baptism. So actually, if you see AWR 360, that's what it means. It means we're completing this whole 360-degree circle of evangelism. We're broadcasting. We're bringing in people, laymen, to then do the evangelistic series in those countries while we're broadcasting, putting it all together and connecting people to the churches.
Like 1,000 meetings at one time.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah.
Exactly. So that, and then people are connected.
And we're broadcasting. By the way, that's how we're doing it in Lusaka. We're broadcasting all across the city before we come for several months.
Mm-hmm.
We're broadcasting already, and the podcasts are there and everything else. But we're intense. It'll drive the interest, Bob. to the churches where they all have health seminars and Bible seminars. And then when we come and have 1,000 meetings, there will already be these people who are coming to the churches
exactly.
already interested in studying. So that's kind of the plan we're doing around the world. Broadcast, and then the kinds of broadcasts that will drive the people to the churches where they'll have the seminars, whether it's Bible or health. It depends on the countries.
And this has just begun last week or this week in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Japan.
So, mm-hmm.
November 1.
November 1.
We're coming to that in a bit. We'll tell you something about Japan.
Wow. Yeah, well, we can tell them right now.
Right now? That's in yeah. that's in your notes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
Japan.
Mm-hmm.
What you're going to talk about... Mindoro.
Yes,
now they've
from that
come
angle.
Back. Now the pastors and lay people have come back to Japan who have preached in Mindoro, and they are just starting now to broadcast. We have worked and worked and worked on it. You know, we thought we had this done a few months ago, and Christian broadcasts aren't kindly looked at by some of the major radio stations in Tokyo. Tokyo is 38 million people.
Wow.
The largest city on earth. The interesting thing is, though, we were there last Christmas. We'll be there again this Christmas. We're walking down the streets of Tokyo, and guess what? Guess what? People come up to you, and they say, wait, if you're in Washington, D.C., and you're walking down the streets at Christmas time, people will say what?
Happy holidays.
In Tokyo, a Buddhist country. Guess what they say on the streets in Tokyo?
Merry Christmas.
They do. It's amazing. So these are doors that are opening. Merry Christmas.
That's right.
You see all the big department stores. Merry Christmas.
Yes.
At Christmas time in Tokyo, a Buddhist country.
Yeah. So we're actually
wow.
going to be there this December,
yeah.
and we're going to help hand out glow tracts.
That's right. So we're broadcasting health messages, mm-hmm. just health messages that'll drive the people to the churches where they'll have health seminars and then bridge seminars to bridge over.
Yeah, like in Japan, there's a terrible smoking problem.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
let's say if I was having a smoking issue and I tuned into the radio and I got some amazing tips and help and advice from a doctor on AWR on the radio and found out that he was preaching, he was going to do, more, not preaching, but yeah. teaching,
yeah,
in a nearby church to me. Am yeah. I going? Yeah,
oh, yeah,
I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, and I want to learn.
The most popular doctor is an Adventist doctor who's mm-hmm. done all kinds of health clinics and stop smoking clinics on the TV and radio
awesome.
In Tokyo. And so he'll be the one that'll be announcing and doing the, inviting people to come to our churches for the seminars. And then after they go several weeks to the seminar, then they ask the question, are there any of these health principles in the holy writings? Mm-hmm. Well, let's look at some of the holy writings. Look at Buddha's writings. There's not much there. Look at the Hindi writings. Not much there. The Quran. Well, there is some there, but actually as they study it, they'll find out it had its roots in the Bible. And then you look at the Bible with all the health principles. And so that's how it will. It's a gradual process building bridges.
Exactly. It's exciting. It's going to be so wonderful to witness all yep. of this happening. And we'll be reporting on that on our Facebook and our website. So stay tuned.
Of Africa lies the nation of
Rwanda. Should we go to Rwanda?
Despite
its
darkest
past. This is Rwanda.
Okay. You'll enjoy this. It's a short little video clip of Rwanda, where 100,000, Kathy, how many?
New initiative of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
100,135.
In unprecedented ways.
Even though she was married before I was,
this
she
is
has
the
better
story
memory than I do.
Of total member involvement.
In a country ravaged by pain a few years ago, the Seventh-day Adventist Church is bringing hope.
This is one of the most exciting events that I've attended.
East Africa is excited about TMI.
Here in Rwanda, we're witnessing something that's unprecedented in the Adventist Church.
In this whole country, people feel that God is out for something huge.
This is total member involvement.
2,000 years ago, Jesus launched a program, actually it's the Great Commission, and we all know it, Matthew 28, go and preach and teach and baptize and disciple. And because of that Great Commission, we're all excited and interested here in Rwanda about total member involvement.
We have seen church members take off with this incredible idea of total member involvement.
They have gotten so involved themselves. They have given cows away, they've given goats away, they've given sheep away.
Literature distribution, Bible studies, health outreach, community services.
They made banners, scarves, t-shirts, all kinds of things to promote TMI.
The people who are members here take the time to invite their friends. The church leaders follow up with the people to make sure they're ready to be baptized. So it's really a team effort.
Not only are the Rwandans involved in doing TMI, but the General Conference staff is excited and interested to be involved here and model what we are talking about back in Silver Springs, Maryland.
The Lord wants to use everyone, pastors, lay people, everyone in this great effort.
Church members have been energized if they have reached out to their friends and their neighbors, if they have reached out to people they work with in the fields or in offices. They've been energized and they're excited about reaching friends and neighbors for Jesus and bringing them to some of the TMI meetings.
For a long time, the work has been in the hands of the pastors. And the lay people have been spectating by and large. But now everybody has a role to play. Everybody has somebody they can reach.
Every church member now has understood that wherever he is, he'll be trying to reach one and bring one.
There are over 2,200 evangelistic sites here in this beautiful but small country of Rwanda. And we're only two of those 2,000 plus sites. A few of those sites have young people from the United States, people from Europe.
I am 12 years old and I preach here in Rwanda. I was so excited when I made my first call and hundreds of people came forward. It was very exciting.
This is my first time preaching, doing anything like this. It is the most fulfilling experience that I have ever had.
I rely on God, but here you really like rely on God to speak through you, to use you in any way possible, and it's limitless what he can do with a willing soul.
Before I came on this mission trip, I was feeling very cold spiritually, like, okay, is this all to Christianity? But the first night I saw that God had a purpose on why I was there. God has really shown his love to me. I have seen that he is real because you see him moving in the hearts of other people. And when you see the changes that are happening in their lives, you can't doubt that he can do the same for you.
Every night, thousands of people are making decisions for Christ.
These wonderful people are ready to be baptized and to join this great Advent movement. What we're witnessing right here on the shores of Lake Kivu is representative of what is happening all across this country.
100,000 baptisms, the most that's ever happened in the history of the Adventist Church.
And the exciting thing is, this is only the beginning.
This program is going to continue until Jesus will come again.
This is so exciting what has happened here in Rwanda, but this is a model for the world church. We don't want it to end here. It's up to you to make it happen in your local church, your local community, your local conference.
You don't have to do some grand thing to be involved in TMI. It should be part of your everyday life.
All of us have been given opportunities, and we need to do what God has called us to do, to fulfill the mission that he has given to each one of us.
What a time to be alive. What a time to be part of total member involvement. God bless each one of you as you engage with heaven and the power that the Lord will give you to carry this message to the very ends of this earth.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, did you notice that there was a 12-year-old boy that preached? Isn't that incredible? Souls are being in the kingdom because he stood up. Yes, awesome. And you know, I preached also in Rwanda, and I tell you, those people became so precious to me, like my children, if you would say. And I'm so excited that AWR has now put 3 radio station towers. Where are they specifically? Kigali, Goma, and in the north. Yes. I'm learning where all these different radio stations are still. It's incredible.
And it's going to cover the entire country.
And so now the people that came, like the 1,000 people that were at my meetings, they have the follow-up. They can continue learning more on the radio. They can invite their friends now, and they can. It's like an ongoing Bible study for them to keep them in the church and learning more. It's just a wonderful thing.
It's a beautiful partnership.
Yes.
AWR with TMI, it just makes the ministry even more powerful, I believe.
It does. It really does. And then we actually went to Romania after that, and Duane shared some of the Romania things in the sermon, and that was incredible because, you know, a lot of people said, Europe, I don't know, it's pretty secular, I don't know that that's going to work there. Mm-hmm. And we both preached, that's where we actually first met, was in Romania. Wow. And what did you find there in Romania?
Oh, it was amazing. You know, they said they didn't think it would work. Nobody's going to come to your meetings, but they did. They came in droves. And I know at my church, actually, Duane, you were there on the last Sabbath, and you asked, how many of you here heard about these meetings on the radio? And the majority raised their hand.
Amen.
They had heard about those meetings advertised on the Adventist World Radio.
Yeah, I think it is God's beautiful, powerful ministry for Adventist World Radio and then TMI coming together. It's such a powerful uniting.
Yes.
I personally believe that God is going to use this in the big, big, big way at the end time here.
Amen.
Yeah. So we are seeing this formula working, and we're going to actually tell you specifically about this formula.
Yes.
Sue and I were privileged to go to Mindoro, the Philippines. It's an island there that the blue arrow is pointing to. And it was awesome.
It really was. And, you know, we saw such a powerful formula happening there.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops, sorry, wrong way.
Greetings.
Oh, sorry. I thought there was another slide there.
No worries.
You will see the formula throughout this presentation about Mindoro, how the radio was such a profound impact, mm-hmm. had such a profound impact there. And we had started broadcasting in Mindoro on March the 1st of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see.
For the
first time ever.
Yeah, I believe it's crucial to this formula. And we're going to apply this formula that you're going to see in the video, and we'll talk about it after in more detail, and how we're going to apply it to different countries. And
right.
God will really bless.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just, and there we go.
Greetings from the island of Mindoro here in the Philippines. The big question is, how can we train, equip, and excite Japanese pastors to preach evangelistic series in their own country next year? The answer is here in the Philippines, the Mindoro for Christ event.
Adventist World Radio's goal was to ignite both Japan and the Philippines at the same time with the fire of evangelism. Could this be done simultaneously? Most thought it wouldn't work, but Adventist World Radio, AWR, moved forward in faith.
This island is one of the most promising in all of the Philippines. Oriental Mindoro is home to over 800,000 people, most of whom make their living by fishing along the coast or farming in the rice fields. The mountains are full of countless unreached villages, but that is all about to change because of what God is about to do through Adventist World Radio. 3 months ago, AWR started broadcasting that we were going to be holding evangelistic series, Mindoro for Christ.
The people that came to do those evangelistic series were mostly Japanese pastors. Most of them had never preached a series before.
It was almost to be a field school of evangelism for Maranatha, Japan, 2018.
Well, in doing this, laymen got involved and began broadcasting every day, 9 radio stations, 4 people each, so 36 laymen.
These are local lay people who have an interest in sharing Jesus. They volunteer their time, they go into the studios, and they talk for 2 hours.
These laymen began broadcasting, but after 3 weeks of not having a single response, they became discouraged. They began to doubt the effectiveness of the radio.
They wondered if anyone was even listening. There was no response from the listeners, and they wondered, is this even working?
He decided to have a Bible question of the day.
The question of the day, I think, is the most brilliant idea. The day before, they would have a sermon like on the state of the dead, what happens to you when you die. The next day, then, that would be the question of the day, where do you go when you die? And the first 5 people who would call in would get a special gift.
Either a cell phone with recorded programs on it, a little radio, a Steps to Christ. As the listeners called in and they had contact with them, they would actually go to those villages and meet those people personally. This is dedication. This is people that are not being paid to do this, but people that love the Lord and are doing whatever they can to draw someone to Christ.
One day while here in Mindoro, we visited the 6-day store.
It's run by 2 Adventist ladies. They're open 6 days a week. They're closed on Sabbath.
This mother-daughter duo decided to take their little radio, set it out in front of their store.
And it wasn't long before people from the mountains started coming down. I know there was some that were walking 1 hour every day to come down just to listen to the radio. The music started coming on, and all of a sudden, everybody's clapping, and wondered, did someone prompt them to clap just because we're there? But no, they clap every single day when that music comes on because they're so excited about the broadcast.
The year was 1977. We were missionaries in Zaire in the Congo, living on the mission station in the Kasai. I was on safari in Dikesi. I was at the village of Nkokoloka and went to Nkokoswe. The next morning when I woke up, a lady knocked on my door. Her name was Bertha. She said, "Pastor, will you baptize me?" I said, "Sure, Bertha, I'll baptize you. But why would you walk 20 miles all night long to be baptized?" She says something I'll never forget. She said, "Pastor McKee, I am so sick and tired of this old world. I want to go home and see Jesus." I thought I would never see that kind of a desire to be baptized, that excitement again in my ministry, my life, but it happened. It has happened right now here in the Philippines. A group of people, 25 of them, walked out of the mountains across jungles and rivers and streams to be baptized. 12 of them were baptized. It was so exciting. They walked not 20 miles, but 48 miles. It was thrilling, unbelievable to baptize these people who had so much excitement and desire to see Jesus. We are experiencing the outpouring of the Holy Spirit here on this island.
Success here, but we never imagined we would have the success that we are having here today. Some of these Japanese pastors, their entire lives, they baptize 1 or maybe 2 people a year, and to be here and all of a sudden have this mass baptism where they're baptizing 25, 30 people, it will change their lives forever, and they're going to take that fire and they're going to go back to Japan.
To see that person come up out of the water with such joy on their face, there's nothing like that.
and you times that by 1,400. That's what the Sabbath was like.
As a result of AWR's ministry in Mindoro, today we are baptizing more than 1,400 people.
I thought before that radio would not work here in Mindoro. Now, I believe that God is still working radio to reach people and to prepare people for His kingdom.
Thank you so much for your support of Adventist World Radio, whose Bible programs penetrate all countries and through all walls, know no borders. Thank you for your prayers and for your support, which make all this possible. May God bless you.
These miracles are not from our grandparents' old mission storybooks. No, this is happening now. We are reaching the final chapters in Earth's history, and God's Spirit is being poured out all over this world. It's time to take our listeners from broadcast to baptism. This is AWR 360.
Isn't that exciting? It's just incredible what God did there and is still doing there. Yes. And so we have this formula, right, Cammie?
Yes.
Started broadcasting there March the 1st. Mm-hmm. Then 3 weeks went by.
Well, who was broadcasting?
Laymen.
Wow. So that's laymen. Like us here in
yes.
this room?
Not trained professionals, not at all. They just went in there, and like it said on there, 2 hours, they're sitting in front of the microphone and they're talking. They're reading evangelistic sermon scripts on the air, and, you know, just untrained people, but they had such a dedication for the
willingness.
Lord. Yes, they did. And so 3 weeks went by, and they wondered, is anyone even listening? And so they came up with that question of the day.
Awesome.
And the first time they did that, how many people contacted the station?
Over 200 people text in and called in. It was incredible. They were blown away. There was no question now, if anybody
right.
was listening. They realized that people all over that island were listening.
Right.
So they were amped up.
And you know what's really interesting? These laymen in the studios, they would give out their personal cell phone numbers.
Isn't that
and
something?
When people wanted to have follow-up, wanted to know more about the Bible, they would get on their motorbike or whatever, and they would go to the villages personally and give them materials, tell them more.
Yes, and some don't have motorbikes. Some of them actually walked. There was a young man that was showed up at one of our meetings, and he was one of the ones that was walking. His shoes were so bare that we gave him some money so he could get some new
That's
shoes.
Right. I think his name was Sawi, if
yeah.
I remember right.
Yeah, I mean, people are just willing to spread the word no matter what it takes.
Right, and so then we would see pockets of people that were listening in these different mountain villages so AWR could send Bible workers and start working more intensely with those people. And then...
And some of them would even move in for 3 or 4 weeks.
They did.
To, yeah, move into the village and become a part of them.
Right.
It was wonderful.
Right, and then the radio started advertising for these evangelistic meetings that were going to be coming up.
Yes, and these evangelistic meetings, there's something really special about them, because as it was mentioned in the video, they were done by Japanese pastors. Now, I think a conversation that occurred between Sue and the Japanese conference president
yes.
was extremely interesting. Listen to this when Sue asked him some questions
it's
about Japan.
It was eye-opening to me as far as their culture in the Adventist church there. I was sitting at lunch with this conference president from Japan, and I said, have you preached an evangelistic series before? He goes, oh, no. He said, actually, in my entire life, I've only attended one, and I think it was when he was 12 years old. This is a conference president. I said, oh. And he goes, well, you know, we don't do it like that in Japan. We don't hold meetings. And I said, oh, okay. So what do you do? And he said, well, we have weekend events. Friday night, Sabbath. I said, well, what do you talk about at those events? And he said, you know, health, family, things like that. I said, so no doctrine? And he said, no. And I said, well, how's that working out for you? And he said, it isn't. He said last year they baptized 240 people in total
in all of
Japan. And 250 people had died that year, so they were actually negative growth. So this, you know, bringing these Japanese pastors to preach an evangelistic series was life-changing.
And that conversation occurred at the beginning of the series. What was it like when, at the end of the series, he was...
crying, crying. He told you, Duane, I think, thank you so much for what you did for our pastors.
Change their lives. They're on fire now. So much so, like Duane said, one church has quadrupled its membership just in the amount of, you know, fire that's in their souls now of evangelism. Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, they were getting prepared for May of 2018, so they would have these 150 meetings across Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they couldn't wait. Some just finished evangelistic meetings, I think last weekend or this weekend. These people are so fired up about what God can do through them and preaching the gospel.
Exactly.
It's really exciting.
It is. So we had 52 evangelistic sites just on the island of Mindoro in the Philippines there. And everywhere we went, this is actually getting off the plane. We're driving. I saw this beautiful banner, and I thought, oh, wow, and I started seeing it everywhere. So people, it created a wonderful buzz on the island. You know, you saw the banners, you heard the radio, you could attend the evangelistic series. There was Bible workers moving into villages. It was just this blanketed effort across the island. Incredible to witness. And here's the group of the Japanese pastors and the AWR staff and team. And here they are arriving and praying together before heading out to an evangelistic series.
Scared to death.
Yes.
This is when they first arrive. You see their baggage.
Oh, let's keep in mind, they're preaching these in English, by the way.
English. Yes. And so, they had gone to take classes in English.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this was a struggle for many.
Yes, and of course then they had a translator who then translated it.
Into Tagalog.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So this is quite the effort. And here is a sample, if you could have audio, of a young man, two men, actually so proud of them, pastors, learning how to preach in English.
Redeemed forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen.
Amen. He comes to be worshipped and praised by the redeemed forever and ever and ever.
He comes to be worshipped and praised by the redeemed forever and ever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
There are two very important questions that many ask concerning the second coming.
There are two very important questions that many ask concerning the second coming.
There are two very important questions that many ask concerning the second coming.
Concerning
the second coming.
Oh, so proud of them.
Oh, you know, it was so hot. They would stand out for hours every day practicing just like this, just so they could learn it and do their best for the Lord. We were extremely proud of them.
Very much so. I mean, I can't imagine switch roles. If I went over to Japan and had to preach in Japanese, I mean, whoa, these guys are devoted and they are on fire. And here's some of the evangelistic sites. They were outdoors, they were indoors, wherever we could hold a meeting. Oh, this is exciting.
It is.
Sue,
yes.
Tell them what's on the other side of that red arrow.
Yes, remember in the video, Duane said that some people walked for 48 hours to come to the baptism? You see where the mountain is, and you see where the red arrow is pointing. They walked from over the other side of that mountain to where we are, basically, to be baptized.
Yeah, it's incredible, really, when people are convicted and what they'll go to be baptized. It's a wonderful thing to witness and see. And here is where we met them. There was actually two groups. The one group walked 2 hours, and this group we figured would have been about 12 hours.
It was about 12 hours.
12 hours of walking. And so we all met there at this beautiful little pool with waterfalls, and they gave their lives to Jesus. Incredible. Mm-hmm. And actually, they said, well, is there anything we can do for you? Or they said, well, could you give us a little rice? That's all they wanted. It was precious.
Yeah,
so
like
sweet,
rice.
Beautiful people. Okay, so I love this. So there was this village. All of these villages are pretty remote. And this particular village, you couldn't even reach it with four-wheelers. And so I have a wonderful president, because we were just trying to figure out, how are we going to reach them? Well, my president came up with a fabulous idea. Motorcycles! So the AWR team got on the back of motorcycles. But before we got even to the motorcycles, we were in four-wheel vehicles. Mm-hmm.
And we crossed the river. Was it 17 times?
Yes.
I think.
We crossed, yeah, 17 times. And then we got on the motorcycles. And then on the motorcycles, we crossed that same river another 10 times getting up. So, yeah, that was exciting. So here's a little video. I was trying to capture the moment here. There's Sue waving.
Cammie's doing a selfie.
Yeah. Learning how there to do a selfie. But it was wonderful because of where we were about to reach a small village, and children were there in the middle of the... Help me. Court. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. Yeah. Waiting for us, and there they are, precious as ever, and welcoming us, so excited, cheering AWR.
They were so sweet. It was a lot of fun
it
seeing
was.
Them.
And then people brought radios, mm-hmm. and were so excited to show us. These are the radios that they're listening to on AWR, and that's why they wanted to be baptized from the messages.
And they were so proud. They would bring their radios out, and they would dial it and try to show us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were really proud. Can you imagine up in these remote places, mm-hmm. they're getting the gospel message through radio?
Yeah, this is like the only way that they can have any kind of access to the world, mm-hmm. and to, you know, hearing what's going on and hearing the gospel message. It needs to be there loud and strong, and that's what AWR does, and I'm so excited. Here is a man named Perfecto. This is an exciting story.
You saw Perfecto in that video. Dwayne was baptizing him. He came down, put his hand up, and then you saw him do that. This is Perfecto. And Perfecto was a pagan village chief.
Mm-hmm.
And tell him Perfecto's story,
yes.
Cammie.
So he's this chief of this pagan village. There he is. We'll go back one. He always had this favorite radio station that he would tune into every single day. He was devoted to that particular radio station. Well, about the beginning of March, a different radio station, came in after his regular program, and that was AWR. And he left his radio playing, and he heard Lift Up the Trumpets. And that is an amazing song, actually. Many people have come back to the church after just hearing Lift Up the Trumpets on the radio.
That's right.
They're like, that's Avanus. I remember that from my childhood. Mm-hmm. And they keep listening, and they come back to the church.
Amen.
So we love that song, Lift Up the Trumpets. But so Perfecto, he heard the program after his favorite program. He's like, what is this? This is intriguing. This sounds different. Even though his village, just outside his village, was a Protestant church.
A
Sunday-keeping mm-hmm. church that he was never interested in. He wasn't interested in it at all. And so, but he kept listening to this radio program, and he heard the Sabbath message, and he said, whoa, what is that all about? And we started doing the Bible question of the day, and his son also was listening. You know, a gathering started to occur, and more of his villagers, he would invite them every day. And the son started calling in, wanting to win the Bible question of the day, the gift, right? Which, I tell you, that really is a brilliant thing. Mm-hmm. God gave that to the local pastor there to think of that, because it worked beautifully. Mm-hmm. And so... they called in, and Perfecto asked for a Bible worker or someone to teach them more about the Bible to come to the village. Well, of course they did. They raced out to that village, and they met with Perfecto and his villagers, gave Bible studies for many weeks, prepared them so much so that they wanted one of the evangelistic sites of the Japanese preachers to come to their village. They did. The Japanese preacher preached there in that village, and how many baptisms did that village have?
While we were there, 120 baptisms from
Amen.
That village. Most of the entire village was baptized.
Yes.
And I think some have been baptized since then.
That's right.
So much so that
dun,
that
dun,
church
dun.
That was on the outskirts of town doesn't have anyone attending anymore, because now they're all Adventists.
Uh-huh, they had to close their doors.
Wow, it was amazing.
It's incredible.
And you know, I just wanted to say one thing there. While we were on the island of Mindoro, almost every day, probably every day, someone would call us. Mm-hmm. There's a whole village that has heard about Jesus through the radio, and they want to know more. There's another village. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's another village the next day. Before we left, 15 villages.
15 whole villages on the island. Incredible. And here's Perfecto's baptism. He's so excited, so much so, that even before that day of baptism, he decided to donate some of his own land to build an Adventist structure, like a church structure. It's not quite a building yet, but it's they're working on it. Isn't that, I just love that picture.
I do too.
Precious.
This is TMI.
That's
TMI.
Total member involvement.
All hands on deck. Everyone's doing something.
That's right. And so they're starting to build a church, and gave him another radio and
solar panel.
So excited, yeah. So that more of his village, you know, can gather and worship together. So this leads us into a fabulous connection.
Yes.
What did God have planned?
This morning, those of kids that were here and those of you that were here, I told about this primary Sabbath school class in Nampa, Idaho. Mm-hmm. The time we were in Mindoro, we heard about them. And they decided they wanted to do a missionary project, a Bible project. The teacher let them decide, gave them different options.
Uh-huh.
What would you like to do? Raise money for what project? And she's actually a big supporter of AWR and was hoping they would choose to do something for AWR. But she didn't. She tried not to sway them. 100% voted to raise money for Bibles for Adventist World Radio.
Yes. So wouldn't you know that God was arranging for, because Perfecto now has he's building a structure, right? So he's going to need some Bibles, right? Isn't that exciting? Mm-hmm. And so that's exactly what happened. So Sue and I actually flew out to Nampa, Idaho to meet with these precious children and to gather their story and hear in their own words how they felt about this project. And they didn't know about Perfecto yet. We didn't tell them. So we revealed it in the main service, and we revealed where their Bibles went and showed them pictures. And well, let's just show them.
Let's do.
All right.
God has given this church a very specific commission, and that is to go to the ends of the earth.
This is a Sabbath school teacher.
Message. And so Adventist World Radio has been a favorite ministry of mine for many, many, many years. And so I thought it would be so neat if we could do something, pick a project during this time period. And sure enough, 100% unanimous vote for Bibles.
I did a project to help raise money for Bibles that in other countries that people can't get Bibles. I gave almost all of my birthday money.
I did a bake sale at the Pacific Press with my friends.
And we sold cookies.
And we sold them. Got over $300.
My sister, Madeline, and me, and she gave her money to Adventist World Radio.
I worked for a neighbor and I made $30.
I sold Otter Pops at a yard sale.
We sold chicken eggs.
We grew sunflowers.
And one man, he just came and gave us a $100 bill for the donation.
God, at the same time that this whole village was coming to Jesus, orchestrate, put together some precious children across the other side of the world to raise money for Bibles at the same time? What do you think?
Yeah,
he did. Amen.
This is that God thing. This is that God thing.
Amen. And there's a picture of the Bibles arriving. There's your Bibles arriving at the village.
These are
See,
your
all
Bibles.
Those children are now have a Bible because of you.
When I saw the kids getting the Bibles, I felt really good that I did something for someone else.
When I saw them, I felt really happy.
I felt really proud because I was giving someone Bibles.
When I saw the pictures, I felt pretty good.
It feels good because I'm raising money so we can tell other people about Jesus.
You should get Bibles because we want everyone to go to heaven with us.
That Jesus is coming soon, and I hope you all are getting ready. Please
do what we did, and maybe you'll see someone in heaven, and they'll say, I'm in heaven because of you.
Oh, that gets me every time. I literally fell on my little kid's chair I was sitting in when she said that. Those are their own precious words. Amen? Amen? So God orchestrates incredible things, having little children raise money for Bibles that at the same time, a whole village is being baptized in Mindoro, Philippines, and he combines them, connects them through Adventist World Radio.
Yes, as we were getting ready to leave the island of Mindoro, we were actually on the ferry, and we looked out from the boat, and we see this island here. It's Island of Verde, and we were told, before we left, on this island, a lady called. She's the wife of a chief on that island. And she said, you know, we're hearing the program on our island. I guess they're not supposed to, but you know how God carries those airwaves.
That's right.
She said, we're hearing. Can you send someone over here to teach us? There's 10 different villages on that island. So
it's
we're working
out. It's considered
a dark
island.
It is.
Yeah.
No Adventist presence there.
So we are excited to do that. And actually, we're heading back to that area next summer. And we look forward to see what God's done, and we will let you all know.
Amen.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted.
Amen. We'd like to invite a couple special people up here.
Very special people.
Yes, Alan and Andrea Steele, who are pioneers
of
Adventist World Radio.
Thank you. And folks, there's one word for this, miracles. Miracles. And we, Andrea and I, had the opportunity to get AWR off the ground back in the early 1970s. And from day one, the miracles started. I recall the General Conference asked us if we would go. We were newly married. And they said, now, we don't know if we can keep you over there. Do you mind going just for 1 year? And then we'll see if AWR continues. And there were people saying, oh, it's not worth the money to start a broadcast like this. We shouldn't get involved. It's just too much. And so we went over for 1 year. At the end of that year, they said, could you stay another year? The Lord's people responded in a marvelous way and supported AWR from the beginning. We ended up over there 5 years in Portugal.
Now it's 47 years later and still going stronger and stronger.
And we are so excited to know that the miracles just continue on and on and on. Very quickly, I'd like to tell you about the station on Guam, which we went out to start. And we had a challenge to get permission to build that station there. And finally, the government said, okay, we're going to have a public meeting to let all of the people in the island come and give their permission or not for you to put this station on the air there. And so we said into our church, we said to all of our church members on the island, now this meeting is coming up, so please come along and support us. So we went to the mayor's office that day. There was a representative from the island government, and we were in the mayor's office. And we presented our project and told everybody what we wanted to do. We were excited as we went into the room to see it filled mostly with our Seventh-day Adventist church members. And after our presentation, the government agent said, now, how many people here think we should let them do this project? Well, almost every hand went up. So we got on the air over in Guam. Well, we don't want to take a lot of time from the team because they have a lot more to tell you. But just to remind you, in a moment, we're going to take up the AWR offering. And also, don't forget the little card that you were given. We want to see who gets those special gifts today. And just before we do that, Andrea would like to tell you one story, or Mary too.
Well, I don't know how much time they'll give me. I could stand here and tell stories all day. But I'm reminded by the presentations that you all have made of several things that have happened from the beginning. One is people will walk a great distance to get to church, to hear the message, to be baptized. Secondly, people in the most remote communities hear the message, and suddenly the whole village turned into Seventh-day Adventists. And also, individual people can make an enormous difference in their single churches. We talk about every member being involved. Well, we've got stories like that where one person hears it, goes and tells their neighbor, goes and tells another neighbor, and pretty soon you have the whole block or the whole village listening. But I want to tell you two stories. One of them is very important to me because I got to meet this person. I sat in the office of the communication director in the South Korea Union. And he said, I have a story to tell you. And he said, it has a very special ending. I said, okay. So he said, you know, we broadcast, and the broadcast reached not only South Korea, but North Korea. Now, you know enough about North Korea to know that it isn't easy to be a Christian there. If you are, it's a big secret. But in a little village along the border between North and South Korea, they began to listen to the program. And one man listened, and he was very excited about it. And after a few days, he went to a neighbor, and he said, I've been listening to this radio program. And he said, oh, what program is that? Well, it's well, that's the one I've been listening to. And pretty soon, it was neighbor to neighbor to neighbor. And they started writing in because, of course, they couldn't write to any place in North Korea. So they were writing to the Bible school in South Korea. And it just happened that there was a pastor in South Korea who had family in North Korea, and he could easily visit. And so he went to the village and discovered there were 14 people who had been listening so long that he sat down and did a Bible study with them, and they knew all the answers. He baptized them in an old beat-up bathtub. And I said, that's a wonderful story. I can hardly wait to tell it. He said, I'm not finished yet. He said, it just so happens that one of the young women who was baptized is here in Seoul right now. I said, can I meet her? He said, well, I think we can arrange it. I said, how is it that she came out to do that? He said, well, she has family here in Seoul. So he arranged it, and it happened that evening, Adventist World Radio was hosting a dinner at the division meetings we were having in Seoul, and she came in, and she was this beautiful 25-year-old young woman with rosy cheeks, and we asked her to tell her story. And she talked about her little girl who was only 6 years old and how important this was to the village and that many more people were listening and waiting to be baptized. And I got to see her and hug her. It's amazing to do that, isn't it? Because there are hundreds of thousands of people who are listening that you will never meet working for Adventist World Radio, not until you get to heaven. But it's a beautiful thing to meet them. Now, this next one I'm going to tell you is really quite funny. Isn't it wonderful that God has such a wonderful sense of humor? So another time I'm sitting in an office, this time it was in Guatemala, and the communication director, he said, I have a wonderful story to tell you. I said, okay, I can hardly wait. He said, well, we got a letter from a very, very, very remote village. And he said, the letter was from a woman who said, we now broadcast your program from the marketplace. She said, I hung the radio up so every day when people come into the marketplace, they can hear. And she said, we have 15 people ready to be baptized. And she said, and I've stopped beating my husband. So he was speaking in English to me, and I said, now let me just be clear that this is what you said. She stopped beating her husband. Yes, he said. I said, okay, what's the rest of the story? So he said, I went with a couple of other people to that village. He said, first we went by car, then we went by jeep, then we went by donkey, and then we walked to get to this remote village. And they got into the village, and the people knew they were coming, and they were so excited to greet them. And of course, my friend, you know who he wanted to meet, you know, the woman who wrote the letter. So he went to the house and knocked on the door. Well, a very substantial woman appeared with a big smile on her face, and he shook her hand, and he said, tell me more about this. She said, oh, I was a terrible person. She said, I beat up on my husband, and I was rude to other people and unkind, and nobody wanted to be around me. Well, she said, and then I heard the radio program, and I knew that the way I was not right, that I had to change my life. And I knew that only God could do it. And about that time, from behind her came this smaller in stature gentleman with a big smile on his face. And so my friend said, "You must be the husband." He said, "I am." He said, "Is it true? Has she stopped beating you?" "Oh, yes." He said, "Life is wonderful now." So in that village where one woman's life was changed so totally, she changed the life of many other people. That's Adventist World Radio. That's what it does.
Thank you very much. Miracles continue. And now you can help with those miracles if you're willing to turn in your envelope and your card as the is someone coming by to pick them up? We've got some ushers. All right. Some are coming. We'll have a prayer to ask the Lord to bless you as you give this afternoon. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thrilled with the way you lead, the way you've blessed Adventist World Radio and your people all around the world. We're thankful for each one, and we praise you in so many ways. And now we ask that you will bless each person that gives today. And may we together look forward to that new home that you are preparing for us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some of you in here have been donors of Adventist World Radio, maybe long-time donors, and we appreciate everything that you give because, as Duane said, all of your gifts, they go directly to the projects.
That's right.
And it's making such a difference, as you can see, around the world. And so thank you for what you're giving this afternoon. Thank you for what you've given in the past and what you'll continue to give.
Yeah, it really does change people's lives. And in heaven, you will get to see and meet the people that you donated to and how Adventist World Radio impacted their lives for Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. So we want to share a little bit about how Adventist World Radio is branching out. Like we said, we're doing radio, of course, the AM, the FM, the shortwave, mm-hmm. and digital audio broadcasting. We're also going to be on all of these media platforms, including Facebook, mm-hmm. Twitter, and YouTube, and WhatsApp, WeChat, and let's talk about those.
Okay, let's do.
So here is our Facebook page, Adventist World Radio. And if you like us on Facebook, you will be able to receive all the new videos that we're going to be putting out, like the Nepal video you saw and a few other things. Also, different rallies and events that AWR will be having, we're going to be posting those all there as well. And that way you can stay in tune. Oh, we'll be live streaming a lot of events as well.
Right.
So you can tune in there and watch.
How many of you have Facebook? Have a Facebook account?
All right.
Great. So just go to Adventist World Radio and like us there so
yes,
you can follow
please.
Us.
Yes, please. That would be wonderful. So this man, we got to meet him in Arizona about a month ago. He is fascinating, isn't he?
He is. He's from Namibia
mm-hmm.
in Africa. And wow, he is really doing something very incredible. You see it says cell phone evangelism.
What? How many of you have cell phones? You're an evangelist. So this man, actually, it's a cool story how he ended up preaching with TMI in
Georgia.
Yeah. We were in Romania. He was in Georgia at the same time. And he loved the sermon so much that on his flight back to Namibia, he was saying, how can I share these sermons with all of his Afrikaans friends and people that living in Namibia, the Dutch people? because they're very remote. They have farms that are hundreds and hundreds of miles from each other, and they just don't really have any, like, a lot of churches or right. anything. And so he's like, how can I connect with them and let them all know this incredible news, this gospel news? Mm-hmm. So he came, well, I believe the Lord blessed him with this idea.
Yes.
He came up with the idea of everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody can tune in and listen if mm-hmm. they choose to. How about I start something on WhatsApp? How many of you have heard of the WhatsApp application?
WhatsApp?
Like a phone app?
Okay.
Well, basically, it is, it's a place where 1.4 billion? Yeah, people are on WhatsApp.
I think.
And
like that.
It connects people for free. So you can send text messages for free. You can send audio messages for free. Mm-hmm. And Neville thought, why don't I start an evangelistic series, Bible study, on WhatsApp with audio? Mm-hmm. So I want to show you. This is what it looks like, for example. This is one of his team members, because this has grown. Now, this was actually only in March that he had this idea, of this year, March. And how many Bible studies has he given?
You're not going to believe it.
You won't. But it's true.
Every single day, he gives 3,000 Bible studies on his cell phone.
To people that are in remote places.
And have people been baptized from this?
Yes. The last number I knew, it was just over 300 people off
from
the
your
cell
phone.
Amen?
Yes.
It's incredible.
You can see up here, these are little sound bites.
Yes.
There's three there. You see on the top, 6.27 minutes, 5.20 mm-hmm. minutes. So they take the evangelistic series and break it down into small sound bites.
Right. And I thought I would just play a little bit, about 45 seconds for you, just to kind of hear what that sounds like.
A very warm welcome to this very special discussion series on the Book of Revelation. These exciting studies on the Book of Revelation is being broadcast to your cell phone privately. Thank you that you decided to join me in this discussion. It is my prayer and my desire that you will enjoy and learn and thereby enrich your life, and most importantly, clearly understand what the future holds in for you. We are going to take an in-depth but a very simple look at the Book of Revelation. This is a great book, actually an easy book to understand, but a vital one to understand. It really is not difficult. So bear with me for the next couple of studies, and I guarantee your life will not be the same again. Now, we have participants literally from 6 of the 7 continents. We just don't have anyone from the Antarctica yet. And with these 6 continents, we thus have participants from most countries in the world. We have participants from the USA, Canada, South America, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Korea, Europe. And we have participants from all over Africa, Uganda, Kenya, Zambia, Malawi, Zimbabwe, Botswana, Namibia, Lesotho, Swaziland, and many from
awesome,
all
right?
over South Africa.
So incredible what God has done in just, 6 months there, mm-hmm. just, or 8 months, blossomed this idea. So much so that Neville is going to be coming. We're bringing him, he's going to work with AWR, bringing him to Arizona, the Pathways,
mm-hmm. in December.
Pathways, to do some hands-on training there.
Right.
And have more people get into the cell phone evangelism, because it's available for all of us, and it's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, and you have such a broad reach that way, too.
Exactly.
Yes.
So how many of you think that's an amazing tool? Yeah. Is God not opening up opportunities that we would never have fathomed? I mean, 10, 15 years ago, I'm trying to think if I even had a cell phone then. I don't know. Yeah. But it's like, it's incredible what God is doing. And the other thing that I think is fascinating, too, is YouTube evangelism.
Yes, Mark Fox. Have you heard of Mark Fox? He's an evangelist.
Okay,
well,
yeah.
Well, he is now into YouTube evangelism. Mm-hmm. So he's, you know, preaching on in front of a video camera.
Yes.
And he puts it out there. And you can see here, Amazing Prophecies is where you can find him on YouTube. It says subscribers are 45,336.
Yes, and he just started recently. So, and he's teaming up with Adventist World Radio as well. So what was fascinating is, you know, when all those terrible hurricanes were happening, he decided to make a video about that right when it was happening, and how tying that in with prophecy in the Bible, and do you know that he had over 80,000 people tune in live watching him preach on YouTube? So this is a very strong tool that the Lord is, you know, having us use, that can reach just a whole nother group of people.
Yeah, there's just so many different avenues. You're going to reach some with this. You're going to reach some with this.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to partner together with all these different platforms to reach as many as possible.
Amen. We want Jesus to come soon, quickly, right now.
Amen.
I don't want to be on this earth much longer. I mean, I want the word to go around this world as fast as possible.
Right.
So here is our website, and any of the videos that that you've seen today, as well as many more to come. Actually, we're taking off to Argentina, going to film 5 stories, incredible stories, miracles there, and then we're going to go to Japan and film, and South Korea, North Korea on the DMZ line. Yeah, but those are gonna be available on our website, as well as on Facebook, so tune in and share those with people.
We do have podcasts on our website.
Yeah, we do.
So people from different languages, even here in the US, can go and listen to Bible topics in their own language. Actually, there was the guy from the Philippines, Robert Dulay, he's a pastor. He came to the General Conference. When he flew in, he and his wife, just what was it, last month, flew in to come to the General Conference office. So tired, they'd been traveling. They're in a taxi on their way to the GC office, really sleepy in the back seat, when all of a sudden, he hears, lift up the trumpet and loud that. And he's like, what? And so he looks, the driver, who is from Moldova, whose grandmother was a Seventh-day Adventist, is listening to a podcast on Adventist World Radio on her tablet.
In the taxi.
He's looking up and he's like, that's Adventist World
Radio. That's in Washington, D.C.
Yes. So there's really, you know, there's just a far reach.
There really is. It's incredible what the Lord's doing. So, Sue, tell us, and let's have Bob, please,
yes.
Bob Peck, please come up and join in.
Yes, Bob is another special person with Adventist World Radio. Tell them your position, Bob.
I'm the coordinator for the field representatives here in North America primarily. We're focusing on volunteers, retirees, and at the beginning of this year, we had 2. One died. We were down to 1. And the Lord has just really blessed. We're up to about 30 now.
Amen.
And the exciting thing is that they are just energized in going out, just like we're doing today. They're setting up in the foyer, just like we have done, shared the stories with the church families, and as they highlight Adventist World Radio, our members are seeing the potential for this gospel to go very quickly to the world.
Amen.
As I was listening to these stories, I couldn't help but think what Paul wrote in Romans 5:20, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound.
Amen.
Sin's powerful, but grace is much more powerful. And we're seeing it all around the world.
It's really nice to have these 30 now field reps. And I have to say, Bob is very busy. Probably next week or so, I'm going to be hearing, we have another one over here. Because he's been very busy recruiting. But these people are being changed themselves, these field reps.
Absolutely.
They have been in ministry their life. And now they're retired. And they're feeling like, what can I do for the Lord now? And the wife of one of our field reps said, this has put the wind back in my husband's sails. And I have just heard over and over, Bob, from these field reps, they are thrilled to be with Adventist World Radio and representing us out in the field.
And every time they go back, go out to a church, they send word back, thank you for allowing us to do this. We just praise God for people who are willing to make a difference in the lives of their neighbors, and that's what they're doing.
Amen. Yes.
They're sharing what God is doing right now, and as people see they become encouraged, because when you look around the world, there's much to discourage you. But when you see what God is doing, there's much to be encouraged about.
There is. It's true. Amen. And thank you, Bob, for what you're doing.
Yes.
You're a blessing to AWR.
That's right. And my dad actually is one of the reps.
That's right.
Yay! I let him stay in retirement for, what, 6 months? So, and he's thrilled to be involved. So, yes. And, you know, this quote gets me every time, because we're seeing this happen before our very eyes. It says, thousands in the 11th hour will see and acknowledge the truth. These conversions to truth will be made with a rapidity that will surprise the church, and God's name alone will be glorified. Amen?
Amen.
And we're
That's
seeing
exciting.
That. That picture actually is from Mindoro, as you saw in the video, and we're just seeing thousands mm-hmm. of people coming to the Lord in a day. So Jesus is coming very soon.
Yes.
Now, Japan, that is where we're going to have the evangelistic series in May 2018. So please keep that in your prayers. There's 38 million people in Tokyo, and they need to know Jesus.
And now they have fired up pastors
yes,
that came back from Mindoro that are already starting.
And their churches are getting behind them. They're seeing the pastors mm-hmm. on fire, and they're getting behind
That's
them,
right.
supporting them financially and,
yes.
and in all different ways, getting
That's
involved.
That's a good point. That's mm-hmm. a good point, because one of the people that preached in Mindoro and went back said their church members are catching the fire from them.
And that's what needs to happen. Mm-hmm. All the church members need to get involved. Now, this is exciting, Sue. I cannot wait, because in June, where is AWR and TMI going?
We are going to Africa.
Yay!
Yes, we're excited. We will be in Lusaka. You heard this morning, 1,000 evangelistic meetings in the city of Lusaka at the same time.
It's incredible.
That is amazing.
It is.
We'll be having people from Europe come, people from the U.S., different places that will be coming there.
That's right. And this is one of the mission trips that's up for when we do this drawing, which will happen very soon.
Mm-hmm.
For the flight.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And also Livingston.
Yep.
Yes.
Livingston.
And Victoria Falls
that's
in Zimbabwe.
Right. Yeah, one of the seven wonders of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Victoria Falls, beautiful. The other place, it will be in July, and that is where?
Palawan, Philippines.
Yeah, this is an island right next to Mindoro, so we're excited to head back that way. And God will do amazing work there as well. And this is the other mission trip that's up for the drawing you can choose from.
Now, doesn't this sound exciting?
Yeah.
Those of you sitting out here, wouldn't you love to go and preach an evangelistic campaign? And I see someone saying, no.
Okay. You know what, Sue? Let's just take one second
okay.
and let this beautiful woman know something, okay? Because were we always people that could get up front and talk?
No.
No way.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Actually, you rewind 5 years ago, and I couldn't pray out loud. God has done a miracle in my life.
Yes.
Totally changed my life. I am on fire. And you know why? A lot of it has to do with evangelism.
It's true.
And trusting in the Lord and preaching. So let's just run this by real quick.
Okay.
Let's say that you're in Palawan, and you've got your laptop up, right?
We would give you the sermons, by the way.
Right. It's all done for you.
They're done by Mark Finley.
Yes.
Yes.
You, on this computer screen, you're going to see the pictures that are being shown behind you in that language, the language of the people, okay? But on your laptop, you're going to see, you can make the font as big as you, small as you want, whatever you like. So I make mine kind of big. I like to be able to stand back. And I can read a sentence, and I'll say, and if it's in the Bible, then it's true. And I say that, the translator's now saying it. That gives me a moment to look at the next sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Boop, boop, boop. And if it's not in the Bible, then I don't believe it. And the translator takes over. That gives you a second till you read your next line. You got your little clicker. See how easy that is? A 12-year-old boy did it, and he brought souls in the kingdom.
That's right.
He's going to meet
That's
them
right.
there. You want to meet them there. You know what's sobering is that there are no starless crowns in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
When I read that, that put shockwaves through my body.
I know.
There are no starless crowns mm-hmm. in heaven. We all need to be doing something, sharing somehow,
right.
being involved some way.
Right.
And everybody can do something.
Right.
So let's have our drawing. Do we have the collection of...
Did everyone get your cards in? Anyone else have cards to turn in?
We need two children to volunteer.
Yes, let's do that. Oh, wonderful. Good idea.
You got another one? Another volunteer.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Okay, we'll go with the one we've got.
Okay, so this is for a radio.
Crank power.
What does that say?
Bulletin in M11 battery.
Battery power. And what does that say?
Cell phone charge.
All of that is in this little package.
And even a flashlight on it.
You want to pick a name out? Yes, it has a flashlight. It has a warning light. Who is the winner?
Mr. Rod Tyron Elefante.
Elefante?
Elefante.
Ivy, why don't you come get it for your husband? He stepped out a moment.
Yay!
All right.
Mm-hmm. Good job. You want to draw the next one? This is for a radio as well.
Miss Alice Ray.
Yay!
Oh. Hi.
Well, good job. Congratulations. So we have, this is the big drawing. This will be for airfare to your choice of either Africa or Philippines to be in, on a mission trip.
Louis Alfante.
Wow, Ivy.
Ivy Alfante, sorry.
Oh, Ivy, wow.
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 Woo!
Wow.
We can't wait to have you join our team.
Wow, Ivy.
Now, you want to finish that training?
Okay, I don't know what to say, but we're actually leaving. So we drove this morning, 2:30 in the morning, from Albuquerque, New Mexico, just to attend, and it's all worth it. Thank you, Lord. Oh. And I'm from the Philippines. I'm so excited.
Oh, amen. Amen.
Amen. God knew.
Wow. If you're interested in signing up to be a part of one of these TMI trips, go here. TMI.Adventist.org.
Yes.
And you can sign up there, learn more about the trips, the dates, the costs, things like that.
That's right.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for your wonderful support of Adventist World Radio. We urgently, urgently, urgently need your prayers every day. Every day. Pray not only that the Holy Spirit will lead people to tune to our programming, Voice of Hope and the other programs, but pray that the holy angels will protect the lives of those who hear our broadcast, because in country after country, their lives are in danger by their own family. Isn't it true? By their own family. We mustn't give, if there ever was a time we need to pray without ceasing, it's now, isn't it true? It's right now.